Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dave Leventhal, our Washington insider, is with us on the WBEN Liveline this morning. A few things to get to, Dave. I want to start with Jimmy Kimmel. His show will return to ABC tonight after it was suspended following his comments on the Charlie Kirk assassination. This was a political flashpoint, Dave. Take us behind the big picture here.
Sure was. And he will be back. And I think you can expect, despite Donald Trump saying that his ratings were trash and in the garbage can leading up to all of this, that this will be one of the most watched Jimmy Kimmel shows almost certainly, although it's not going to appear on some stations, depending on who owns your station. So, for example, the Sinclair Broadcast Group will not be airing Kimmel tonight, and that includes the ABC station here in Washington, D.C. So, as they like to say, check your local listings to see if ultimately you will be able to see it or not live tonight. But this really speaks to sort of a broader, deeper point about free speech issues and the role that the government plays when somebody of high profile says something that is critical of the president or the current administration or political leaders, and whether the government has the ability, has the right, should or should not go ahead and, in essence, pressure networks or private organizations, companies, to take an action of this sort, which is kind of how this all went down last week.
Well, it's the key point in this, right? I mean, I don't know if many people would argue Disney would be able to pull Kimmel off the air for whatever comment that he made. It's their prerogative for whatever reason, whether that be something he says or ratings, you know, whatever it might be. But the question being, if they did it because the FCC pressured them to, that's when it crosses the line. And now I've noticed you have people like Ted Cruz coming out and saying, whoa, 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 pump the brakes here. How has this maybe gone above and beyond that partisan divide in Washington?
Well, you make a very important point here, Brian, which I think is lost a little bit in this debate, which is that private entities, a company, they have the right to police speech within their company. If they have an employee who has said something that has violated a company standard or crossed a line that they feel is a step or a bridge too far, then they have the right to retaliate against that employee. But the question is, did the government, in essence, force the hand of that company to take an action based on the speech of somebody within that company? And that's when we get into First Amendment issues. The Supreme Court earlier this decade had a ruling that wasn't on this exact topic, but on a similar one, that in essence and with unanimity said that the government should not be doing this, and that it is a bridge too far for the government to pressure entities, private entities, companies, into chilling free speech within a company. Okay, so that's sort of a legal standard that we're grappling with. And then also too, you just have to look at the First Amendment and in the standards that have been carried forward since the earliest days of our country and apply that to the current moment. So there's a swirl of free speech, First Amendment philosophy that's going on right now, playing out literally on live TV. And we're going to see that come to a head in, you know, what, about 18 hours here.
You know, the notion that if anyone had the notion that Trump got him fired, that was wrong, right? If you look back now.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can debate the ultimate impetus. I mean, Donald Trump has been very clear about his disdain for a number of different media entities and organizations. He's gone so far to sue and sometimes successfully reaching settlements with ABC and CBS. He's now suing the New York Times. That lawsuit got tossed, but it can be brought back again. So this is part of a pattern which we should expect from Donald Trump, because this has been his mode of operation for many years, that if a news organization or a media organization says something that he doesn't like, regardless of the First Amendment, regardless of what the Supreme Court said, he gets incredibly aggressive with them. And you can agree with that or not, but that is his style. And that is the way that he oftentimes is carrying his affairs. So none of this with Jimmy Kimmel is particularly unexpected. The fact that the FCC got involved in the way that it did, and in essence put what Ted Cruz said, and I paraphrase, was kind of akin to a mafia boss in its interactions with ABC. That's a whole nother level of debate, and really speaks to sort of a schism within the conservative side of the equation as to, hey, is free speech for all, regardless of what your ideology is? You can be a liberal, you can be a conservative. Free speech is for everyone. We need to treat it equally on both sides. Or a kind of free speech where, hey, it's free if we agree with you and not so free if we don't.
On the Tylenol announcement yesterday, did that catch people by surprise, Dave? We're so used to studies changing what's in the news, right? Eggs are good for you. Eggs are bad for you. Eggs are good for you again, right? It goes on. But very rarely do we get a presidential announcement over this type of thing like we did yesterday.
Well, yeah, I think one thing to key in on with this announcement is what it wasn't. It wasn't a ban of Tylenol. It wasn't saying that it's going to be taken off the shelves. It wasn't a mandate really of any sort. It was more just articulation at the highest of levels of something that we've been hearing from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. all throughout his time as Health and Human Services Secretary. And for the many years before that, as he has shown great skepticism about vaccines and other medicines. So Donald Trump is—he's not an advocate of this like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is, but he's somebody who's been kind of curious about all of this. Now, there's a boatload of science that shows that there is no demonstrable tie for autism and Tylenol, but that's not necessarily going to stop Robert F. Kennedy Jr. or Donald Trump from making announcements of this sort. So what you can expect going forward is that there may be warnings. Obviously, the warning came in audio form yesterday, in visual form, but it's not as if Tylenol, when you go to the local pharmacy, is just simply not going to be there for children or adults. It's, in essence, a status quo.
It comes, though, at a time where there's a lot of medical distrust in this country, isn't there?
Oh, without question. And and you're getting that from you know, especially conservative corners of the country. The obvious concern on the other side is that regardless of what science says, regardless of what medical studies and ones that are rigorous are saying, that this is going to be something where whatever Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wants or feels at the moment, or Donald Trump allows, is going to be the standard policy. And for people who are concerned about getting a certain vaccine or a medical treatment, that may be disquieting to them, but it's being cheered by other portions of the country that feel that, hey, look, we should do something different, regardless of what the scientists and the experts are saying. We just don't quite believe them.
Dave, as always, thank you. Dave Leventhal, our Washington insider, joining us here every Tuesday morning on WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.